What's that old big bean?
Pinto bean?
Well, there is a pinto.
Ford hook.
Lima beans.
Okay. And what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you eat?
Greens.
You don't eat no beet greens, though. You don't eat no beet greens, have you?
No, but she said turnips.
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you call...
Nothing's about a turnip salad.
What do you call corn that you simply shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
The whole kernel of corn? Corn, you mean?
Mm-hmm. You just eat it right... you don't cut it off.
Whole hominy?
No, she's talking about roasting it.
You mean cook on the cob and all? Right. Roasting ass.
Okay. And what's an animal that's black with a white stripe down its back that smells bad?
Skunk, old cat. Either one you want to call him, he's both of them.
Okay. And what about another animal that's small, or some of them get pretty big, and they live around water, and they croak?
They croak?
Mm-hmm.
Bullfrog?
Okay. And are there
any frog croaks. Bullfrogs are much larger than others, most other frogs. And a lot of people think the hind legs of a bullfrog is a... just an extra dish.
Have you ever tried
for eating? Yes, ma'am. They're good.
It?
It's good.
Huh. Okay. Do you know the name of a frog that, let's see, it makes a chirping noise, and some people say that it'll tell you when it's going to rain?
Well, that's what I call it, rain frog.
Okay. Now, what do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait and fishing?
Earthworms, for one thing. That was the old one. He'd be way this long.
Okay.
And then red wigglers. That's a smaller worm, shorter.
Okay.
And he's much more active. And in fact, the old time earthworm that I'm talking about, you have to cut him in two or three pieces to make two or three baits out of him.
Okay.
And in the red wigglers, a lot of times you have to use two for one bait.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light on and off in the summertime?
He does what?
Sends out light.
Oh, lightning bugs.
Okay. And what about another insect that has a body about that long? It's a long, skinny body, has big eyes, and four filmy wings. It's kind of like that.
And what?
It's an insect that it's... and it hovers around water.
It's what we call a dragonfly. Do you have another name for it?
No, I can't. Dragonfly is the only thing I ever heard it called.
Have you ever heard it called a mosquito hawk?
Yeah. Oh, you're thinking, yeah, a mosquito hawk. Now, that's something that hovers over meadows and grassy places.
Oh.
And I think the reason they were called mosquito hawks, they will actually eradicate mosquitoes in an area. I've seen them in swarms in my lifetime. Seen those hawks, mosquito hawks, go in swarms, and they just clean over. They clean out a place of mosquitoes pretty quick.
Great.
That's where they get the name. That's my understanding.
Well, is that something different from a dragonfly?
It's the same thing, ain't it, Ray?
I think so.
Okay.
Ain't much different anymore.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud?
Dirt dauber.
Okay. And what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Goobers, peanuts, penders.
Okay. Are they all the same, or are they...
No, well, there's more than one variety. We call a Spanish variety, which is a smaller peanut than the, what we call the runner. And then there's a chufus,